Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Several artists will lend their talents in a tribute to Jewish American composers. It's the annual fundraising concert for Temple B'nai Israel in Monroe. With a look at the upcoming evening of music on Saturday, January 19th, is Phyllis Marcus. Phyllis, welcome.
Thank you very much, Bob.
The concert has grown into a favorite of many in the area. Can you tell us about some of the featured performers at this year's concert?
Well, I can tell you that Rod Allen Payne and Carvel Avis are working together. Rod plays the piano and the keyboard, and of course, Carvel is a fine guitar player. Along with them is Lawrence Gibbs, who comes to us from Ruston. He's from the University, Louisiana Tech, and he's a master musician, a clarinetist, and a saxophone player. And I know that most people are familiar with Gigi Shin. Gigi had a nightclub here years ago. He is a vocalist, along with Lisa Spann, who has been with us for several years, and she's just wonderful. And last year we had Zelia Logan, and Zelia just really took our breath away. She's wonderful, and everybody was so excited with her. This year we have Nancy Wilson, who is a sister of Billy Ledbetter, the late Billy Ledbetter. And I understand she is also a vocalist, a fine one. And then we have Cecilia Stearman, Mark Ulrich, and Mary Simpson, who are also vocalists.
The event came about through a friendship with Billy Ledbetter and Rod Allen Payne. A great story. Could you share about how this evening of entertainment came to be?
Well, the evening came to be because our cemetery was in bad shape. And my husband and I decided that we'd like to do something for the congregation. And so we decided that a musical event would be good. But in order to keep it in with the Jewish tradition, so we thought, well, I said, maybe we ought to have Jewish American composers. Our very first concert, we brought in a band from New Orleans. And they were a klezmer band, which is a Middle Eastern European band. They really went over great, but that was a novelty, and we thought, well, we should try something different. The second year, we had Billy Ledbetter. Billy just did wonderful, and Billy had said to me that he thought that the theme was great because he says you can go on for years with Jewish American composers. There are that many. Of course, the third year, Billy died, and Rod took over. And since then, Rod has been, he's been wonderful. We're very pleased with him and that all he does. Rod does all the planning of the music and organizes the group. Must say that before the concert is over, people are asking us, what are we going to do next year? That's how much they enjoy it.
Some of the names, some of the music from years past that the composers that people come out and enjoy, what do they hear in the evening?
Well, there's George Gershwin music, Irving Berlin, Jerome Kern, and, of course, we've added Bob Dylan, Neil Diamond, Simon and Garfunkel. We're trying, you know, some of the more current Jewish composers.
A reception, I believe, is held afterward, correct?
Yes, we have a wonderful reception, and the women of our congregation do the baking, and, of course, there are there's a few other things. It's really a lovely reception, and we welcome everybody to join us after the program. It's a full evening. It really is. And the way Rod presents it, it's almost like seeing a floor show. And they're really, they're just, I know I'm prejudiced, but I think they are spectacular.
There is a ticketed admission to the concert. And how can someone find out about getting their tickets for the show?
They can come by the temple. I'm here from 9 until 12 during the week. On Fridays, I leave a little earlier. I leave about 11:45. But if somebody lives in a small town and can't get here, if they call me, I'd be more than glad to hold tickets for them. They can send me a check, and I will mail them their tickets. If anybody prefers to send a check, the address would be just send it to the temple at 2400 Orell, O-R-E-L-L Place, and that's Monroe, 7-1-2-0-1, and I would be more than glad to send tickets.
And the concert again coming up on Saturday, January 19th at 7 p.m. Phyllis, the concert plays to a capacity crowd each year. Any advice on when to arrive, as well as maybe some parking suggestions you could pass along?
Well, I can tell you that the doors will open at 6 o'clock. The two churches behind our synagogue have allow us to use their parking lots besides our parking lot. And if you have a disability or something, and I would suggest that you come early. That's about the best I can offer. Otherwise, there's just parking around the street. But people manage, and we have security. We have a large amount of people that come.
The Tribute to Jewish American Composers concert coming up Saturday. It's January 19th at 7 p.m. Phyllis Marcus with Temple B'nai Israel in Monroe. Phyllis, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate the opportunity to speak.
You can hear this and other Lanya podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.